got off to a nice start, let them back in, but you got the extra point in the end.
Yeah, good to get the 2 points. You know, we played a pretty solid game, 5-on-5. Obviously, they got a couple of power play goals, and we probably gave up a few too many shots overall. But, you know, Andrea did a real nice job. I think we got some timely blocks, and, you know, everybody stayed in the game. There's no question you get the first goal of the game, and then we got the second one as well. It does give you a little bit of breathing room and a little bit of space, but credit to Providence. You know, they put the press on and got back to tie game. We got through OT, and then you know, a couple key shots there. You know, Lacey right at the end, and Julia in the second one.
You guys have struggled a bit to produce offensively recently. So, what do you think clicked tonight?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Right off the bat, we got a couple of nice passes from Christina Vogt on both goals, I believe, and Julia Shaughnessy was kind of tracking the play and then took off and got it on the wide side and made a good shot. And Julia Neris hit a one-timer that I don't remember us taking too many one-time shots because it's a skilled shot, you know, and it was on the power play, and that one too found its way in. I think it probably caught the goalie just a little bit by surprise because she got rid of it so quick. It, you know, hit it one time. But, you know, to not have a million shots but have a couple of them jump in is super important. And, you know, credit to the kids for executing.
You guys had a lot of rush chances, especially in that first period. What did you like or not like about not potentially getting a lot of zone time and relying on those rush chances?
I mean, I like the fact that they were sharing the puck and moving the puck. You know, like you say, Christina made a couple of those passes, but we got it up ice quick. And it's kind of how we played for two periods at Holy Cross last Friday. But then the third period, we kind of lost our pace, lost our legs, and you know, didn't quite close it down. It was a little bit of an advantage for them, and Providence obviously you know, carried the play as the game went on. But it's a game where, you know, if the kids compete and the goaltenders are there, you know, you can hang in there. And to again have the two goals early, big plus. Yeah, I mean, they were fighting out there the entire time. They did get some good clears, but, you know, Providence got a couple of really scrappy, you know, goals right down there by the cage. And, you know, it's one thing to play tough. It's another thing if you're taking not good penalties. And, you know, I don't think we were in that category too much tonight, but, you know, maybe one or we'd like to get back. But, you know, again, they're fighting and they're scrapping, and that's all we can ask for.
You always talk about how you have two good goaltenders, and even though this is her fourth start in a row, it seems like it was Andrea's best start of the four. What did you think of her performance?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the thing that game after game seems to come into play as she controls pucks. You know, they die with her pads, they die in her, you know, midsection. She's got real good hands, and that's the thing that for a game like that where there's 42 shots and however many more pucks that are buzzing around near the crease, it's neat to see somebody who really does, you know, control things like that. And you know, everything has to work, you know, the pads, the hands, and certainly she does. Even as simple as it is, the stick control and rebound sometimes sending them to the corner. So credit to her that she's played a lot of hockey and, you know, certainly helping our team this year.
And when it comes to things like shootouts, how do you prepare for those in advance? Is it something you practice for normally, or do you just kind of let them hit the ice and see what
they
do?
A hockey tradition is pretty much before every game you have a shootout. So in the course of the year, you're going to have 30-something shootouts and get a little bit of a flavor of who can do different things, what type of players do things. And, you know, we sort of went with people that we feel are pretty good in those situations. You know, Kylie Roberts coming out of the gate to start. You know, Julia Neris is always, you know, had those little cute moves where she kind of waits for the goalie to commit to something and slides it in underneath the pads or five hole and did one of her patented moves. And then Lacey is as good a shooter as we have in that type of situation, you know, and she too did a good job. And even Sid had an interesting move that almost was there. You know, this kid's not an easy kid to beat on the Deeks because she's pretty rangy and pretty long. And but, you know, credit to them getting it done. Lacey making a beautiful shot in the end.
Thank you.
Your first of three games this week has been said before in three different opponents. As far as your game plan each game, is it changing, you know, with who you're facing, or is it a strategic, you know, this is how we're going to attack this week with this being one of the rare weeks that we have three games?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's a test of attrition that you can hang in there, you can play well. I think, you know, it's safe to say you'll probably see two goalies this weekend, so we give Andrea just a little bit of a break, but, you know, they'll each probably play a game. You game plan around players, so if there's a key player, like tonight, Jarmelson is a real top player for them, and you have to know where she is out there on the ice. And then we'll go into two different kind of rinks, sort of a traditional little smaller rink at Maine, and then you get a slightly bigger rink up there at UNH, where you've got to be cognizant of the size of the rink. But now we'll look at what teams do in the power play. Do they kill penalties aggressively or passively, and accordingly. But our biggest charge every game for us is going to be ourselves being ready to play, ourselves being consistent, ourselves executing, and you know, not worry too much about you know, matchups or special things.
When you go into a shootout, something like that, is that like a movie practice? Is it kind of just brainless, like we're just gonna see what happens? How do you kind of think about it?
Yeah, that's kind of, I like to shoot, so I just go in, and she was a tall goalie, so shooting low on her is probably a better situation. So I just went in, shot low. I mean, I practice it every once in a while. When we do it in practice, I kind of have fun with it, but that would be my go-to, I would say.
You guys played pretty physical today. Providence seemed to be matching you guys in physicality. What do you think that helped for and against you guys?
I think we could always be a little more disciplined and stay out of the box, but I think since we were playing physical, it allowed us to have more momentum and kind of build off of that, because we were all pretty pumped on the bench when we were all like getting in there and like playing hard. So I think we can use it to our advantage too, but just to stay more disciplined as well in the D zone and not get in as many penalties would help us. Yeah, I think as the game went on, we got a little more confidence. I mean, they did catch up to us after a two-goal lead, but, I mean, we just focused on shooting the puck a little more because we were getting outshot pretty badly, and so we just wanted to put a couple pucks on net and get some ozone time and control the puck a little more, which is just what we focused on, and I think it kind of worked to our favor.
With the different-sized rinks you guys are going to be going through this weekend, does that change your play at all, or are you just going to go out and play hockey?
I mean, on a bigger rink, we always kind of just got to be aware that we have a lot of more time behind the net or on the breakout, and so we can play a little more like patient and control the puck a little more, so especially playing on like UNH we can do that, but yeah, it kind of does change the game, but we just got to stick to the basics as well.
You know, I just love those games that when they're like, you know, the odds are against you and they can really step up. I love those games, and I think that really like can show it out there that I love those games and really step up for the team to give them a chance to win.
Yeah, and I mean, you can take this momentum going forward with the two games you have this weekend. So what are you going to take from it? What do you like? What did you not like from the defenders in front of you? What are you looking to change this weekend?
I think we made huge steps looking back at the past couple games we had. I think we're not there yet. But I really have to thank my D's for stepping up too, for blocking shots, my wings for, you know, like interfering players and everything. So, you know, it was a team win at the end, and I'm really proud for that. But there's always something you can fix. And I think one thing is that we have to, you know, like play 60 minutes in our defensive zone and offensive zone, like as disciplined as possible. And I think that's something that we can still improve on. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction right now. So I'm really happy.
We had a couple of really quick lateral glove saves in this game. One of them was on Caroline Peterson. In that situation, what do you do, whether it's your push off or whether it's where you position your glove? Like, what is the main thing that you do to make sure I'm covering the majority of that?
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that U.S. goalie always have to know is where your next most dangerous player is, and I think I'm pretty good at scanning the ice and see where players are possibly like will go, and I think that's what I did, especially in the last save I made there. I knew that she was gonna creep in the back door, and I knew how to defend that, so just to push over. And honestly, like, once you decide to push, you just gotta go all in, and that's what I did, and that's what like made it possible for me to make that save at the end.
Yeah,